Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Are you ready for a sizzling adventure for your taste buds with the mouth-watering blend of beef and caramelized onions that can only be found in the Oklahoma Onion Burger? The Oklahoma Beef Council is proud to kick off the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail with 22 restaurants across the state participating in this savory journey. From March 1st through August 30th, embark on this culinary experience unique to Oklahoma. Just head to oklabeef.org to sign up for your digital pass, accessible right from your mobile phone, or download a paper pass to keep track of your delicious adventures. But that's not all. Prizes abound for culinary adventurers, including the chance to win a $500 beef gift certificate or an exclusive t-shirt for conquering the entire trail. Once again, visit oklabeef.org and start your savory journey along the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail. Brought to you by Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their Beef Checkoff. Beef, it's what's for dinner in Oklahoma.
Well, if you're in the cattle business, you realize the past few weeks have been a roller coaster for the cattle markets. I had the opportunity to sit down with Vice President of Operations at Farm Data Services, Oklahoma cattle producer Clay Bertram, to talk a little bit about livestock risk protection and how it can work for you.
Well, if you've ever been on a roller coaster, that is what we are on in the cattle market if you've rode this ride since last fall. And I'm going to speak a little bit from personal experience here. You know,
please do.
I've got calves on wheat pasture that I've had insured since they were born. We bought in, Bertram Cattle bought insurance for them for when they were babies, and we insured them through October, and then we reinsured those cattle now through wheat pasture and grazing. We're going to market those cattle probably here in the next 60 days. So let's fast forward to the calves that have been born here in the last 3 months. Those cattle are now insured also with the volatility, and when I'm going to call it the bovine respiratory disease, as the bovine practitioners are wanting us to call it now and not bird flu, that we're talking about now, you know. A couple weeks ago when this started coming out, I started looking at the price protection. How much do I want to spend for that calf for next fall? I may not market that calf, but I need some protection. Just for an example, I insured my calves for about $1,600 a head for about $40. You know, that's just minimal amount of dollars for some type of protection for my calves that I have on the ground now. So we got to look at those marketing opportunities and what does that look like on this roller coaster of a market. Last Friday we were down $4 or $5. Monday we put it all back on, and today we're up $2. But, you know, you have to look at what the price protection looks like for your operation.
When it comes to deciding if it's worth it or not to purchase LRP, Bertrand said producers need to ask themselves if they want to stay in business.
Do you want to stay in business?
Yeah.
We've looked at these prices, the volatility in this up and down market. You know, you just have to look to the bottom line. You know, none of us are going to hit the market. It's kind of like going to Vegas and pulling the lever. Are we going to hit the weather, the market, and what's that wild card there? We're never going to hit all of those at the right opportunity. But all of us as producers know that profit potential that we have. We know what we have to make and the margin on these cattle. So why not lock that in? You know what that margin is. So if you're buying cattle on a Monday at one of our markets, then lock that profit potential in. Call your marketing agent and lock that potential in. I have guys that call me and says, hey, what's that LRP look like? What can I do on, you know, $300 or $400 margin? And factor that in when you're buying those cattle. So if you buy those cattle today, lock in that LRP at night. It opens up at 4 o'clock every afternoon, closes at about 8 a.m. the next morning. Lock those cattle in when you know that profit potential.
To hear my complete conversation about LRP with Clay Bertram, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.